News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. On Monday and every day, on every Monday, right around 10:30-ish, we have Tasca King in the house with ADX Digital talking to us about what's new online. Good morning. It's Monday. We're here. We're surviving. We made it through the weekend.
Yes. Through another one.
She said she walked into, I need a weekend from the weekend.
Sometimes. Need a vacation from your vacation.
Absolutely. So a lot going on right now in the digital world. So what did you want to share with us this morning?
Well, I wanted to talk about video.
Okay.
About especially if you have a commercial that's produced and you want to get it out there. There's a lot has changed in the world of video. And when I say the world of video, I'm specifically talking about commercials that air, video commercials that air. Where are they airing now? And where do they need to air? Well, let's look at what has been tradition. Tradition has been broadcast TV or cable. And it was that way for many, many, many years. Those were your options. Well, now with streaming, that adds another option, and that's what we sell. Now, another thing that's really interesting that you got to keep in mind, especially if you are running commercials on broadcast TV, which are your local affiliates, or if you are running with one of the local cable companies, is that the number of people that have cut the cord grows every single day, probably every hour. It's a huge percentage. It's pushing 60% nationally.
Really?
Yes. And that number is not going to go back down. It's going to continue. People just don't consume video programming the way they used to. I remember when the cable company came out with on demand. At first, you had to pay extra for video on demand, and that was for mostly movies. Remember that?
Right, of course.
And then they changed it, or they added in television shows. So all of your network programming became available on if you had cable on demand, so you didn't have to watch it when it aired live. You could go and watch it when it was convenient for you. Well, the whole world is going that.
Oh, yeah. VCRs are gone.
Yeah. What's a VCR?
Right. That's like gone with the wind.
And you don't even really have to use your, like used to be called TiVo.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
Your video, I don't want to say recording, but, you know, where you can store it. And watch it later. You don't even have to use that. Right. All you have to do is go to the streamer and pull up the program you want to watch and watch it. So with that being said, I mean, it's just the way people consume their video content, whether it is scripted programming or, you know, like The Bachelor. What is that called?
Oh, reality show.
Reality.
Oh, I wasn't sure where you were going. Okay, reality show. Sorry.
Whether it's reality or
blank
scripted,
look.
People yes. have changed the way they consume their programming. And even their news. I mean, we get our news constantly on our phone.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
On our phone, on our laptop. We see the news all day. We don't have to wait until 6 o'clock or until 10 o'clock.
It's very instant.
Exactly. So let's talk about how these changes can affect you, the business owner, and the way you market your business, okay? So here are some of the products that we offer that are ways for you to utilize your video message or video commercials and reach the most people. And remember, the great thing about digital is that you're not just going to run an ad in a program and whoever's watching that program gets to see it. That's not how it works. We're going to target your prospective customer, and we're going to show that person your ad. Now, if you're using one of the connected TV products, and I'll go over those in just a few minutes, but if you're using one of those products, then keep in mind that if you are watching Landman on Paramount Plus, mm-hmm. and I'm watching Landman on Paramount Plus, and we're watching it on the same day at the same time, but you're watching it at your house, and I'm watching it at my house. When it gets to the point where they're going to show commercials, we're not going to see the same commercial.
Okay.
Because you're going to see commercials that are targeted to you based on your online and offline behaviors, and I'm going to see commercials that are targeted to me based on my online and offline behaviors.
That's very interesting. I didn't realize that. I always thought it was the same.
No.
I mean, it used to be, but not now.
Well, that was because that's how it was
right.
in broadcast programming or cable programming.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you can target exactly who you want to target with your video commercial versus just doing a blanket reach
mm-hmm.
is what's amazing. Because let's face it, people are more apt to react to a commercial if it's something they already have interest in.
Okay, no, that makes perfect sense, of course.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about a couple of these options.
Okay.
The first one is going to be OTT ads. OTT is over the top, and those are ads that are embedded into programming content while people stream on their internet-connected TVs using targeting strategies such as behavioral targeting, artificial intelligence, retargeting, and if you've got a list, a custom audience match or lookalike list, that's if you've got a database list that you want to utilize.
Uh-huh.
Another really cool thing about this is we can use, we've got an add-on called on-site visit tracking. So if you want us to, if you've got a business that's a retail or you've got a business that people come to,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a service or a retail or whatever, we can then, at the end of each month, say, these are the people that we know we showed the ad to
mm-hmm.
that we know went into your business.
Smart.
So that's one of our reporting options or capabilities that we have.
That's very targeted.
So the great thing about OTT, again, is it's going to be with any, or I should say most of the streamers that offer an ad-supported option. So, for example, if you have Paramount Plus, you can choose between ad-supported or no ads. Now, of course, if they choose no ads, they're not going to see any ads. But for the people that are paying the lower amount for the ad-supported option of Paramount Plus or any of these other streamers, then they're going to have the ability to see your ads. If they've got a Fire Stick, if they've got a Roku, if they've got Sling, they're going to have the ability to see your ads. Now, there are a few streamers that are the premium level streamers mm-hmm. that just recently started with ad supported that we don't have access to yet, such as Netflix and Hulu.
Those aren't bad.
Because they're so much bigger, they're much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that will change. We continue to communicate with those folks to see if we can add them in. At some point, hopefully we will. But anyway.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We're talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital, specifically about video today. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question about this, don't hesitate to text in your question at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back after just a couple minutes. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620, talking with Tasca King this morning about ADX Digital. And I'm very intrigued by the video. This is very interesting to me. I always tease her. I say, whenever do you leave, I've always learned something new because I don't know a lot about digital, but now I'm feeling like an expert.
Well, that's the thing about digital is there's something new to learn just about every week.
It's true. It is really true. It's hard to keep up, but you do an excellent job of explaining how all these work. And these are great options for businesses, I believe.
They are.
And very specific targeting. That's what's so special
about
it. That's
the best part.
I mean, I really think it's phenomenal.
I mean, when in history as a marketer, as a business owner, have you ever been able to market straight to only people that need your product or that have shown reason or interest in your product?
I mean, back in the day, you just tried to cover as big of an area
exactly.
as you could. So,
exactly.
And hope for keep your fingers crossed and hope for the best. And now you're actually reaching mm-hmm. people who've already expressed at one level or another an interest in your product or
exactly.
your business.
Exactly. Okay, so we've been talking about OTT, and that is ads that are shown on your connected televisions. So those ads are only going to be shown on televisions. And it's going to be shown within your streaming programming that have an ad-supported option. And there are plenty of those out there. Plenty. Now, let's jump over to Amazon Premium. And that includes Amazon Prime. Now,
okay.
Of course, Amazon owns the Fire Stick. And I know I mentioned the Fire Stick as part of the OTT.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also part of Amazon Premium. And then now we have Amazon Prime inventory as well. So that's another great thing because that is one of the big ones.
Oh, huge.
As far as I'm concerned.
That's huge.
We watch it a lot at my house.
Me too.
And I've had an Amazon Prime account before there was Amazon Prime programming, I think.
I did too.
Shoppers,
confession.
Get your free shipping.
Yeah, so. that was me. Signed up right away.
Exactly. Me too. If it's free, it's for me. Okay. So with Amazon Premium, that is using Amazon targeting data and custom audience matching lookalike targeting of your database to reach people with your display, video, OTT ads. Now, of course, we're really talking about the OTT part today.
Mm-hmm.
On Amazon-owned properties such as the Fire TV, such as Amazon Prime, and showing them the ads. So that's the Amazon Video is another great option for your ads to be on connected TV.
Right.
Now, another option for your ads to be on connected TVs is YouTube. Now, this is not YouTube TV. This is just YouTube. But a lot of people watch YouTube programming on mm-hmm. their TVs now.
Right.
I know I do.
Right.
So so you can have your ads shown. That would actually run before YouTube programming. So I think sometimes they break in. It depends on what their deal is with the YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
So those are your options to have your ads run on connected TVs. And trust me, when you see the price point on this compared to cable or broadcast TV, you're going to know this is a deal.
Okay. And very specific targeting.
Hey, it is. You're not blanketing. You're only spending money on people that we have reason to believe are your prospect, which is going to save you a lot of money in the long run.
Very okay. smart.
Now, let's talk about other video options that would run other places, such as on phones and on computers.
Okay.
Okay? We have video, online video ads, and that is when an ad runs before content that someone has clicked to watch. It could appear on thousands of websites and apps across all devices. Some are skippable, some are unskippable, depending on who the publisher is and what deal they have set up. But again, we're going to use the targeting strategies that include retargeting, behavioral targeting, artificial intelligence, even keyword targeting when you're talking about doing this on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, no keyword targeting when you're talking about a TV.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay.
And then the other option we have is native video. That is when an ad is going to show up also inside content that someone's reading. But it's going to match the look and feel of the website that they're on. We don't really change the video for that, but we change everything around it so that it all looks like it's part of what they are reading or consuming. And remember, we talked a little bit about the subliminal thing a few weeks ago.
I was going to say, it's almost subliminal, yeah,
because
it blends in so well, you don't even realize you're seeing an ad.
Exactly. Then also, again, with YouTube, if they're watching YouTube on their TV,
mm-hmm.
I mean, on their computer,
mm-hmm.
that option is there for them as well. So that's the bulk of our video options. Of course, the biggest one being OTT and then the Amazon with Amazon Prime. And again, my favorite thing about all of this is how we are not just going to blanket the area, though we are going to start with the geographic area. We always start with every campaign with the geographic area. We are whatever your geographic choice is. It's not what we choose. You choose that geographic area. We start there. That's where we start showing the ads. Then we layer in your targeting strategies and we find the people who are the best prospects for you and show them the ads.
Fantastic. This is so great and such a great opportunity for businesses. It's we're listening to Taska King on ADX Digital with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to hear more about video advertising. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our digital expert, Taska King, all about ADX Digital, and today about video. Yeah. Very interesting how this all works.
I know. A couple other ones I want to mention, and the great thing about these two is that, you know, if you're going to run an ad on connected TV, you want a really good produced ad, right? Probably a professionally produced ad, but you want something that's good quality. However, I've got a couple products that you don't have to have that big professional quality. You could even do this with your phone. We could create a video on your phone and turn it into an ad.
Wow. Yep.
And it's just like a Facebook Live. So, yeah, one of them is Facebook and Instagram, where you can, if you do a Facebook and Instagram campaign and you want video, we can help you produce a video right there on your phone. And then the other one, of course, would be social mirror. That would be taking that same ad we just produced to run on Facebook and throwing it out into the wild. And I know if you've heard me talk about social mirror before, that's one of my favorite ones because it's so easy to put it together and it gets great, great results. That is the subliminal thing again.
Right.
Because people see the ad, whether they're on, even if they're not, well, obviously they're not going to be on Facebook when they see the ad, but they think for a second that they are and it clicks with them. And by the time they realize they're seeing an ad, the message is already in the brain, which is awesome.
Right. Which is exactly what you want.
So, video. Let's talk about video. Please give us a call. Call here 850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne. He will connect you with one of our video, or our video digital experts, one of our digital experts. And we'll come out and meet with you and go over all of our video options and find one that's going to be perfect for you and your business.
Well, you can't lose with this, in my opinion. I mean, from what it's been in the past to where it is now, this specific targeting, subliminal even, it really does do the job.
Absolutely. You can also email us anytime, and that email is info@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Now, is there a fee if I wanted to come in and just talk to someone about all the different options? Because video is just one of the many options.
It's just one of the options. And, of course, there's not a fee. And, again, that very first meeting is strictly an informational meeting, an educational meeting to teach you about video, whether it's video or whether it's static ads, whatever you know, it is that's going to work best for you and your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's strictly an educational meeting. And then if you want to learn more and look at a proposal and, you know, a program that would work good for you and your company based on our suggestions and our discussions in that initial meeting, then we'll come back later with an actual presentation. But that first meeting is never, ever a sales pitch.
So it really is an informational for you and your company to find out what's best for you.
Exactly, exactly. And to inform you, educate you on all of the great digital products that are available.
Okay, that number to contact again one more time.
850-262-6000.
And ask for Jeff Wayne.
Jeff Wayne.
Taska, thank you. You always do a fantastic job. I feel very informed now about video and ADX digital marketing. So thank you so much.
Thank you.